We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It is Monday morning, and you are listening to continued coverage of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes.
A team in crisis. Oh, my God.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's terrible.
Can I just tell you something? Priya.
Yes.
You know I don't have a life, right? You
know that? I'm aware of that.
So here's what happened. Yeah. They play a game on a Thursday night. Now I got to wait 10 days.
Yeah.
I wait 10 days to see my Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes, you did.
The anticipation, by the following Thursday, 1 week later, I'm picking them to win.
Yeah.
I'm feeling pretty good because they had extra time to prepare for a mediocre team, the Raiders, Las Vegas Raiders.
Virtually no evidence
right?
of that.
All right, Rhea, don't jump the gun here. Zion, okay, this should be great. Jonesy, I got to wait all through the 1 o'clock games. And that's torture.
Yes, it is.
At least I got a little joy from watching Andy Reid lose again. That was it, right? That was it.
Beat bad.
4:05. Let's go. Take the ball. Good. I like it. Give me the ball. Right down the field. 7-0. Yeah. I should have gone to bed.
Yes, you should have.
I should. Ow. 7-0.
5 p.m.
Did you see what was coming after that? Did you sense it?
No.
And that is why I'm going to begin the show with a specific focus today. And the focus is not on Nick Sirianni, although, yes, he was horrible again yesterday.
Yes.
And in the next 4 hours, he will get his, I promise you.
Right.
But that defense.
Oh.
Ow.
I know. I've been to.
Was that? Help me. What was that defense?
I have been screaming about this throughout. Everybody's been looking at everything. I'm like, this guy, every announcer, every team that does it points out the same thing week after week. They don't want to give up a 90-yard pass, so they give up 9-10-yard passes. What the hell is the difference?
They're wide open. Every receiver
is
wide open on every play.
It's incredible.
Every play.
And they know exactly what play they need to run against this Eagles defense. Every time the quarterback went up to the line, he just shook his head and said, no problem. He knew exactly what they were trying to defend against. He went the other way, made an easy play, and they got easy yards. It's amazing.
See, on this show, we put the focus right where it belongs. So I'm going to start the show with nobody who was involved in the game directly yesterday. You know where I want to start the show? And I heard this coming in listening to Tom Kelly because he played this cut. And I went, there it is. There it is. I'm going to take you back to right after a highly self-congratulatory owner. Jeff Lurie was telling you how they had assembled this amazing staff of young coaching studs. And he's talking about Jonathan Gannon. All right, this is where it all begins. Because Jonathan Gannon, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't noticed yet, Jonathan Gannon, the defensive coordinator of the Eagles, has no idea what he's doing.
Hey, Jonathan.
Do you understand? He has zero idea what he's doing. So I'll start with that. Here's your esteemed owner when they got Gannon.
And we kept hearing the name Jonathan Gannon. It was like, I didn't know anything about Jonathan Gannon. But I'm saying, boy, how are we gonna get Jonathan Gannon if he's so highly regarded?
Wait, we got two so's in there?
Highly regarded he is now. He can't cover a freaking pass, can't make a tackle, can't put a defense on the field that gives his team any chance. Derek Carr. You know what Derek Carr was asked yesterday, Al?
Tom Brady.
31 for 34.
It was unbelievable.
And Joe Wecht, our producer, was watching this. He has a very sensitive sound system, right, in Haddon Township. They got better sound in Haddon Township, pal, where they hold Oktoberfest.
Okay.
All right, but anyway, and he's listening to this, and he goes, well, hold on a minute. Derek Carr appears to be telling his players before the snap, Al, that the play they have called is about to work perfectly. Listen to the call at the line of scrimmage before the snap.
We're good, we're good. We're good.
Second down and 8.
What it is it?
Off the fake to Drake. Far to a wide open Ingold.
What he was saying there was we don't have to make any adjustments at the line.
Exactly.
We're good.
He said, oh, my God, this play's going to be beautiful.
He said it all day.
And
all
it was,
day.
Oh, no, I know it. It's apparently he was yelling. He comes to the line. He looks at Jonathan Gannon's defense. He goes, this may be too easy. 31 for 35. He's not that good yet. He's not Brady.
He have like 25 consecutive passes 30, or something.
Jonesy, 31 for 34. Everything he threw, the guy was wide open. Yes. There wasn't one tight pass the whole time.
Do you know when they're two long drives, 72 yards and 96 inch, they did not face a single third down.
Right.
No. Zero.
Rhea, it was the drives were, the 96-yard drive was a bet. They, I don't, right down the field. And he's at the line. He's going, oh,
we're good.
We're good here. Oh, we're good. We got this one. Oh, Al, can you even keep the defensive coordinator this week?
No.
You have to fire him this week, don't you?
Or you have to have somebody take over without saying
without announcing it.
But the problem is the head coach doesn't have that gravity that seems like to do it.
Well, that. Maybe.
Maybe
you just heard the owner.
The players.
The owner didn't even know who the guy was. He just went, well, if everybody loves him, let's get him.
That's insane.
Oh, brilliant thinking, you amazing man.
All
right, let's get to the next part of this, though, because, Josie, this is the way you could help us out. You got a $100 million lineman who's doing nothing. Mm. And guess what? He did way more after the game than he did during the game. He was credited with two amazing tackles throughout the game. Again, nowhere near any quarterback and still no sacks this year. Yeah.
Clean uniform.
Right? Yeah. But here's the thing. So he's there, and after the game, he's saying, hey, not my fault. I'm not going to say anything, but the coaches don't know what they're doing. Listen.
Honestly, it's not what I'm, you know, what it's been. I mean, obviously, just got to play what's being called. And, you know, when you're so used to playing so aggressive, I mean, the last – however many years, you know, I've been playing, and, you know, just, it's just changed. So you can't be as aggressive. You just kind of got to play what's being called.
All right. Is that an outright a shot at the defense and its philosophy?
Yeah, completely.
Now,
it's not the coaches. Understand. It's a direct shot at the coaching staff.
He's not even accurate with how aggressive they were before because Jim Schwartz was the defensive coordinator, and you remember how he lined all the defenders up? He wasn't that aggressive himself.
No.
He wasn't like Seth Joyner aggressive.
Right.
All right? That's aggressive.
Yes.
But compared to this, he was a ferocious tiger.
Yeah.
And it was unbelievable.
And Fletcher is, in some ways, he's making excuses for himself, but he's also talking directly to the owner.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, it got worse from that point. And Cox tried to explain his frustrations. Here's more from Fletcher.
No, I don't get paid to play screens. I get paid to, you know, sack the quarterback, play in the backfield, tackle. I don't get paid to play screens. We get a screen. We get screened all the time. Just get out of stack and run to the football.
Well, the $100 million, it says right in the contract, does not cover screens.
Yeah, well, he should have covered that screen. I'm sorry.
I know. He didn't run.
They let him go right to the quarterback because they knew what they were doing.
Really? Yes. Yeah. No, at that point, he went, I watch him. He's not even trying that hard.
He'll get traded.
He'll get he will. Oh. Yeah. Maybe he'll get the same kind of deal. Ertz is 7-0. Ertz is living high in Zona. All right. I need more Cox. Give me one more Cox, Joe.
I don't think it's my job to talk to the coaches about scheme, anything like that. You know, I think that the biggest thing is, you know, the coaches, you know, they're here to coach us. And, you know, we got to play what's called, play what's being called. And, you know, obviously as a player, you know, they know the coaches and, you know, all these assistants spend so much time, you know, game planning. So you got to just buy into what's being called.
All right. Now, here's the thing on this, Jonesy. He really was clear after the game on what his job is not.
Yes.
He doesn't cover screens and he doesn't discuss schemes.
Yeah. Exactly.
There's a song in there somewhere.
There is.
But Jonesy, he's a veteran player who's the highest paid player on the unit.
Yes.
He can't take the guy who's a novice at this aside and go, you got to do this, or could you try this? Or no,
yes, he should
no
be.
Input.
He should be involved in every conversation.
I don't have a scheme.
No input. It's,
if you're one of the leaders of your team, you're the highest paid player on the defense. You have to be in conversation with the coaching staff.
That's what I would think. I would think that
to be.
Anyway. And then that, of course, set off Seth's joining on the post game show on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Here's what Seth had to say about Fletcher.
You want me to answer?
You
get played. You get paid to play football. Okay. So for him to say he doesn't get paid to play the screen, yeah, you do. You get paid to play the whole play. You're supposed to be the best play. You should be setting the example of turning and running to the ball. On that screen, I seen him just stop and stand there and watch the damn play.
Yeah.
Okay? So now you talk about being a leader. How does that translate to the guys that you're supposed to be leading, okay, when you're not hustling to the ball? Five. One of the reasons why you're 2-5 is because of that mindset right there.
I'd like to announce that I take emails from people at RadioMan610@gmail.com.
How's that going?
I had well over 150 already this morning and last night, and 19 of them are saying that Seth Joyner should be named the defensive coordinator today.
Only 19?
Today.
Yeah, well, right. Yeah.
Now, Jonesy,
yeah,
we get to a major comment after the game, not from those guys, but from Nick Sirianni. Oh, boy. Man the lifeboats. It's everybody for themselves. Listen to what the coach said about his defense.
Every product that's on that field is a product of, you know, my name's on it. So I'm able to talk to him throughout the game, say my piece right there. Again, they're the ones that are watching the tape all week. I mean, I get to watch a little bit of defensive tape. Obviously, I'm doing all my homework as the offensive of coordinator. But, you know, I'm making suggestions here and there, but they're the ones that have watched the tape all week. The tape all week.
Rhea?
He's the offensive coordinator.
Rhea. Yeah, he's basically saying,
sorry, Shane.
That's not my job.
Yeah.
That's not my job.
Yeah. You're the head.
We got a problem, Houston.
You're the head coach.
We got a problem. Al, we got a honestly, you know what? I can't imagine these guys survive beyond this year. I don't know how they survived the season. Look at them. It's the gang that couldn't shoot straight.
It's
clueless. I mean clueless. Now, I know what you're thinking. Oh, wait till Cataldi gets his hands on Sirianni at 7:30 today. No. But he's in Vegas.
They didn't get home till 2:33
o'clock. It will be 7:30 tomorrow. But I will have heard what he tells the media today, and by tomorrow, look out.
I hate to tell you, it's going to be right before your bedtime when he speaks to the media.
Today?
5 o'clock.
It's okay. Okay. You know what they got now, Ann? They got this thing called tape recording, and I'll just listen to
tape
it.
Recording. Tape Al.
Don't listen to it before you go to bed, though, because you won't sleep.
No, I.
You will not sleep after you hear this
truth.
Brain.
I haven't heard that forever. Al, truth. Truth. I slept like a baby after that game last night.
Oh, yeah, so much.
Because I would like to make it known now, I have 100% completely given up on that dreck.
Smart move.
And Al, from now on, I have made a decree to my – I made a promise to myself.
Okay.
Because my dad, in his latter years, Al, he became primarily a fan of against teams.
Oh.
So now I will spend all my energy rooting hard against Andy Reid, Carson Wentz. It didn't go well for me with Wentz.
He didn't make
not
an awful turnover.
I know he did, but I, Al, I am going to just root against people.
Did you say to yourself, like Jonathan Dan, did you go, hey, Angelo?
Did your tape record?
Here is your phone number. I am not going to do much else. I have just given you my basic take on what went on.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most horribly coached games I've ever seen in my life. And I believe defensively, that may be the worst I've ever seen a man coach. Jonathan Gannon.
Yeah, disgrace.
But let me tell you something, man. The minute we heard people saying they love Jonathan Gannon, we swooped in and stole him.
We didn't know him, but God sure he was going to be good.
God bless us for our brilliant concept of stealing a guy who can't coach.
So-so.
215-592-9494. Let me start right here with my man Tyrone. Hi, Ty.
And good morning, everybody.
How bad was it, Tyrone?
Listen, this is what happens when you try to be smarter than everybody else in the NFL. It becomes a complete disaster, and that is what we're facing right now. You got these young guys in here who don't know anything besides what's on that clipboard, don't have no feel for the game. Even Jonathan Vilma came out, as horrible as an announcer he is, and said they have a vanilla defense out there.
By the way, Tyrone, let me stop you. I got the whole Vilma stuff, and I'm going to tell you something. He is a smacked ass.
Yes.
He started the game, Al,
I know,
crowing about how great Gannon was.
Yeah.
And then bailed on him before the half.
It was unbelievable
how
fast he
bailed. It was the bail job of, by the end, Al, he was stunned at what he was seeing.
He bailed faster than Sirianni.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. We have become a complete laughing stock of the NFL at this point.
Correct.
And you know, it's a shame because we got some good young talented players who are being put in horrible positions week in and week out. The defense does not adjust, and like you said, you're coming out there on the field. I can see it. Everybody can see it. That you're lined up 10 yards off the ball for no reason. You have corners who can actually play, but you're so scared to give them a deep pass on. You're playing this cookie cutter defense. It is.
It's third and two. It's laced 10 yards off the guy.
Guess what?
First down.
Again.
That's probably one of the times when he said, hey, we're good. We're good.
You don't see no creativity off this guy. There's no creativity. It's the same defensive play every time. They run a fifth guy here and there. But as far as what the secondary's doing, the linebacker's doing, that's another thing. The linebackers, you know, you have mediocre linebackers. At least send them to the quarterback.
Yep.
At least send them on run blitzes to try to cover it up a little bit. Don't have them guys sitting back there just getting beat down the whole game.
Send
it
them to the
terrible.
Quarterback.
We're in
Tyrone,
trouble.
Do you understand that Derek Carr could not even tell you what any Eagle player had for dinner the night before? He couldn't get close enough to smell them. Do you understand?
Right.
No one got within 5 yards of him. He is as unbruised today as Keith Jones.
Hmm. I mean, Derek
I'm more
Carr,
bruised.
31 for 34. I mean, are you serious?
Tyrone.
Derek Carr. My goodness.
Tyrone, should they fire all these coaches today?
Man, they should blow this whole thing up.
I'm with you.
And you know what? It's going to come with Detroit when they lose to Detroit because they're going to lose to Detroit. You already know it's coming.
Detroit is 0-7.
Midway, blow it up.
That would be, Tyrone, great call. Al, I'm sorry. Do me one favor.
What?
Find out what the
three
spread.
And a half, the Eagles are favored.
The Eagles are favored.
Yeah.
The Eagles are a juggernaut. Are you kidding? Al, how bad do the Lions have
but
to
be? But, you know, the Lions find ways to lose. They're in games.
And two fake punts they got away with yesterday, too. They gave it everything they had. At least they're coaching.
Yeah. Well, we did an onside kick. Huh? Was that a
Yeah, that was
play?
A well-timed.
That
yeah.
was brilliantly
Very
executed.
Well-timed.
Brilliant thinking by our coach.
Game over.
I'll tell you something else, too. taking the penalty.
Oh, yeah.
That was brilliant.
It's brilliant.
This guy is not good. 215-592-9494.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.